Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
3D, 5D. Because we're kind of, I hear you say this a lot, and to me, intuitively, it makes a lot of sense. But I think just to unpack it a little bit, like, because we do have that 3D self, and then you refer to this 5D self. Is that back to, like, the smaller self, bigger self you were referring to before? It seems slightly different. But yeah, tell me, like, can you unpack that for us? Just what's going on there and potentially what's changing for humanity as we go from 3D to 5D?
Well, interestingly, 3D is the part of us that defines certain things as 5D and certain things as 3D. So, like, you know, the 3D self. The 3D self is what is basically what judges everyday human life as average 3D nonsense. Like, imagine if you had a store in your neighborhood. Imagine, and your store went out of business in 2 months. And you ask the person you have the store without a door. Oh no, we don't have a front door. That's too 3D. Well, no one could come to your store. That's why I went out of business in 2 months. Like, that's 3D horseshit, right? 3D is the part of us that thinks like we have to dress up like Star Trek people to be spiritual, right? If I defined it in another funny way, 3D is being a part-time light worker, 5D is being a full-time light worker. Like, for me, my spiritual practice is every time I speak to a human being or interact with myself. When I'm talking to you, I'm meeting you as the divine, and I'm sharing with you in this interview insights that want to be channeled. But what I'm doing is I'm actually sharing with your divinity the beautiful and most precious insights that this divine source has gifted me with. And every single time I'm interacting with a human being, whether it's someone at Starbucks making me a latte, or I'm talking to someone in my audience, or someone wants to take a picture with me at the grocery store, which happens all the time, or I'm holding my puppy, it doesn't matter. Every interaction, my spiritual, let's say, reputation, vibration is your spiritual reputation. What you've learned is demonstrated through your behavior. And it's not difficult for me. It's a joy. It's a joyous celebration of, let me share with you how deeply the divine has touched this being. The divine has touched me on so many occasions, and it has changed the molecules of my body, and I've never been the same again. And that's the gospel I share, because every interaction I have with a human being matters and is the most important thing in my life, not the books I write. Books I write are a celebration of this. Everything's wonderful, but there's nothing more important. There is no moment where there's someone I'm talking to that isn't the most important person in the world, whether you are cleaning a bathroom that I'm where I'm washing my hands. Everything is the divine. That's 5D. 3D is when you do that part-time, or you have like a very brief internship. And the rest of the time,
pointing that over there is divine, and I'm over here.
Yeah, namaste or whatever it is. And you know what's really funny? I'll say this. You know, I'm someone that if I go to an event or if I go in life, I get recognized a lot, and I'm humbled by this. What's really funny is when you walk into a spiritual event and someone doesn't recognize me off the bat, which is totally fine. And you see how people treat no one. And then they realize I'm someone and you watch that shift happens. And I've had people say, oh, I didn't know it was you. Well, it's the divine, whoever it is. Why all of a sudden does it, oh, I didn't realize Matt Kahn was here. Do you know how weird that feels? Like, I don't want people to, I want everyone to be treated this way. And so I find it this whole thing. And it's been like this. Again, spirituality has been the source of my greatest discoveries and has been one of my greatest love affairs and will always be that way. And for a lot of us, there is so much good that comes with it. But the nonsense needs to go. And it's been here for way too long. We're just getting to a place in the world where things are just too real for it not to be, why are we here? What is this really about? And how much can we give of ourselves to then cause the external part of reality to reflect our light back to us? And we're living in a world where so many people need help, inclusivity, greater resources, that it gives the light we shine something tangible to transform. If not now, when? If not now, right? Like, this is the time. And I just feel all my bones, and I'm watching this happen in so many spiritual communities. We're getting past the superficial costume. We're getting past the pageantry, and we're getting to embody your light, right? Your vibration is the reputation of the actions you take. And that's the only spiritual practice there is. Other spiritual practices help you bring that into focus. But that's where the rubber hits the road.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And so it really comes back to choice. One of the questions, I'm going to try and ask the question from down here in 3D, but then also it's about 5D, and I'm conscious of that, is the divisive razor again of judgment. However, permit me the permission to go ahead and do this. Are you when you're going through that, are you identifying as, when you're carrying this awareness, are you identifying as divinity? Are you identifying as light? Like, because we're making small choices down here, but then also, like, having an identity or a perspective can be super supportive in terms of, you know, how that sort of precipitates down here. So what do you identify as, Matt, in those moments? Is it divinity? I've heard you use the word divinity. I've heard you use the word light.
I would say I do experience myself as one with the divine in every breath. The awakenings I've gone through in my life have less and less space between them. And you get to a place where there's just nothing but constant revelation, constant embodiment, which in certain traditions, they'll call that Narvakalpa Samadhi, which is a living meditative state, which means ever being, ever becoming. And so I constantly experience expansion, and presence simultaneously, which is known as a superstate. I experience the divine. I literally see the vibrational particles of consciousness in all things. I experience the world existing within me, even though I feel like there's a body thinking it's in a world and, you know, this whole thing. But in my experience, in order to identify with the higher self is not a higher construct. And most people experience the higher self as just a higher idea of themselves. So for me, my experience of being the divine and identifying with the divine is not limiting my experience of divinity, which is not a choice I made. It's that every identification I've ever had has literally just disappeared and fallen away. And so what I find to be kind of the energy is no identification is the highest identification, because if I were to say I identify with the divine, I'd be identifying with a higher idea about divinity, which would just be a bigger costume my smaller self would have concocted. But I literally don't feel a specific identity. Like when I face you, I don't see my face. Other people do. I don't see my eyes. I'm just aware and I'm having this experience of divinity. So for me, I don't experience identification. Like for example, and this is a true story, as everything I say is, I mean, just our words are so funny, right? Like it'd be like if I said, let me be honest for a moment. But a story was, I was at a group of people, I was at lunch one day with some people, and we were talking about things. And this person was kind of going, you know, had their little, went on a little bit of a share about men. And I'm just listening. I'm fascinated, totally fascinated. And she goes, no disrespect. And I said, oh, no, I don't actually, you know, I don't take respect, or I don't take disrespect from that, meaning I don't disidentify with being a man, nor do I have a big identification with being a man, right? So if you talk about men, you're going to talk about the men in your life that aren't going to include me, right? If you talk about a Caucasian person, well, that's just a character I'm playing. My character happens to be Caucasian. And the beauty of identification is I get to play this character called Matt Kahn, right? This is the wallpaper that the divine wants to shine through. And every day I get to give people a course corrective experience of whatever trauma white dudes or dudes brought to any person or their lineage. So I get to legitimately give course corrective experiences and help show people that around a white person or a male, you're safe when I'm there, which is actually a very, something I take very seriously. But I don't disidentify with gender or culture, nor do I really heavily identify with it. It doesn't inform any choices I make. Like if we go to lunch and the server says, what do you want for lunch? I don't go, well, as a Caucasian male, I'm gonna have to. It doesn't inform anything for me. It's part of a course correction thing I'm doing on a societal level to help heal racism and all these things that we have the chance to do. But and then when it comes to divinity, oh, Matt, what do you want for lunch? Well, as the divine in form, I should really have the plant-based thing because I'm the divine now and you got to be super spiritual. None of that. None of that resonates with me, nor does it bother me what everyone else does. So for me, the idea of identification is something that got blown out of my system many, many years ago. And I just live my life as, not even as like I am, like people go, I am. Okay. If you need to hold on to that, that's great. I hold on to nothing. Hold on to nothing. I cope with nothing. A good day is a good day. A day that's less than that, no big deal. I hold on to nothing. I hide behind nothing. And I'm free. That's how I live my life.
Yoo!
hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.